Okay. So we try to go over the slides a bit more faster. Some of the slides, we don't need to go into too much in detail, like the Hora slide. We need to have a huge conversation on that. So otherwise, you know, we lose out on the other better slides. So this is called a Vinasha Yoga. It all gets better with
better. Next could be Mahavinasha Yoga.
Vinasha Yoga. So it says that if birth occurs in certain conditions, so there are these A, B, C, D, E. Five conditions are given over there. Okay? So that is in Sandhya. Sandhya means junctions, which can be sunrise or sunset. Though where Sandhya is concerned, we have done it. There are four Sandhyas. Remember, we did the according to the motion of the sun, there are 4 points. When the sun rises and sets, that's the 4 Gayatris. That's why traditionally Gayatri is done 4 times a day. But in our daily thing, we just take the 2 Sandhyas, sunrise and sunset. So if birth is in Sandhya. And then the second point is, Lagna is in Moon's Hora or Moon is Lord of the Hora. So now this is something, if you don't know, I'm not going to speak about it right now, you know about it next year. Each sign is divided into 15 degrees, either way it is a Sun Hora and Moon Hora. So there's something like this, different for men and it's different for women. So there's something called a Moon Hora and Sun Hora. So it is saying that if the Lagna falls into Moon Hora, the Moon is the Lord of the Hora. And the third is the Gandhanta exists. Now here, this is what you need to know. There are 3 types of Gandhanta. Lagna Gandhanta, Chakra Gandhanta and Tithi Gandhanta. Alright, Lagna Gandhanta is pretty serious. That if you are the Lagna itself is in Gandhanta, you know there are certain points in the Nakshatra. This, I think again, is probably in your Nakshatra audios, in the foundation lectures, which you have in Sashubharama. It should be there. If it's not there, it will definitely be there in Red Nakshatra. I think it is there. It's a very important thing you must learn about the Gandhantas, and there is a little philosophy behind it. So that you have all the Nakshatras and the 360 degrees, you will see that the Gandhantas are falling in exactly 120 degrees, which are falling in 1st, 5th and 9th house. You have the Mina Mesha Gandhanta, then you have the Cancer Leo Gandhanta, which is on the Nakshatra Aslesha, and the Nakshatra Gandhanta is mapped into the Rashi. Falls into the 5th house, and in the 9th house, you have the Gandhanta, the Mula Gandhanta. So there are these major Gandhantas, and if you see, they are exactly at points of 120 degrees. So these Gandhantas are basically major jumps in our lives. So Lagna is you, 5th house is like, you know, Lagna to 5th house is kind of your childhood. And 5th to 9th house is your middle age or adulthood. And 9th to Lagna again is the last part of your life. In another way, it can also be shown as past, present and future. Whereas 9th house to Lagna is your past. Alright? Lagna to 5th house is your future, that's your children. And 5th to 9th house is your present. It can be seen that way. It can also be seen as that same thing, child, father and son. So these three are very important junctions of life. It's my past, my present, my future. Then it's also shown as me, my child, my father. 5th, 9th house. So these are very important time jumps. That's why they are Gandhantas. Alright. So the Nakshatra Gandhantas are mapping into these Rashi Gandhantas over here. Nakshatra Gandhantas, these are very, very important. So there's Mula Gandhanta, that's why people born in Mula Gandhanta have to do these pujas and all that. Okay? When it falls into the Lagna Gandhanta, that is Aries, Mina, okay, it is not just a Rashi Sandhi. It is pretty important because then your whole life is a little bit turbulent. It is not many times death occurs depending on how the Lagna Gandhanta is. So it's a very, very important thing. So they are saying that they are talking about Gandhanta here. Gandhanta has to exist. So you have a Lagna Gandhanta, you also have Chandra Gandhanta. Chandra Gandhanta will work when Moon is in these Gandhanta Nakshatras. Like Moon is either in Mula or over there it is in Aslesha or in that Revati and Ashwini, one of that. So Moon Gandhanta, Lagna Gandhanta, the Lagna itself is in Gandhanta. That is a Rashi Gandhanta and Tithi Gandhantas. When one Tithi passes into the other, there are also certain points which are called Gandhantas. So these Gandhantas are very, very delicate, very, very delicate points. So if a Gandhantas are life-threatening, So if Gandanta exists, if Lagna is in Moon's Hora, Moon is Lord of Hora, so it's a connection between Moon and the Hora. Or there is Sandhya. Sandhya again is a juncture, is a junction. So we are all talking about junctions over here. Gandantas are junctions, Sandhyas are junctions. Junction points are vulnerable. You know that, joints are vulnerable. All joints are vulnerable. It's a simple logic. Then the fourth point is, in any of the above conditions, the moon is in Gandanta or in eighth bhava. Alright, and then any papa graha is in Kendra. Then all these will combine to bring destruction, death or both. Vinasha means destruction. So basically all the possible Gandanta or junction or sandhi kind of combinations with malefics in Kendra, in this whole combination, you can, or moon in 8th house, it can cause death or destruction. Vinasha means destruction, it can also include death. Okay? Yeah.
Sunrise, sunset is one before, 34, one after,
you? Yeah, the, you can take that, that 45, yeah, you can take the one moment. Huh? All junctures, okay? This is what it's saying. They are vulnerable points. You have to catch what is the main point that is being told to us. So here there is a slide which discusses here, this will help you, Alexander. It tells you a little bit about Sandhya definition. So you are talking about three ghatikas. Reckon from the moment, this whole calculation is there, okay? This answers your thing. So you can see exactly the sunrise and sunset, how you are calculating the period. What is the period of Gandanta which will be calculated? So this, those of you who are interested can do this. Now we come to something very interesting called Ardha Chakra. Alright, Ardha Chakra is you take the degree of your 10th house. Okay, that is the cusp of the 10th house. So from the cusp of the 10th house to the cusp of the 4th house. Alright, it is called the inner chakra. Cusp of 10th house to cusp of? If your lagna is 20 degrees Taurus, your 10th house cusp will also become 20 degrees. What would be the sign over there?
Aquarius.
Kumbha. Yep. Right? 20 degrees Kumbha will be the starting of your 10th house. So you have to, the, it is a more bhava chakra that you are calculating. So from the cusp of the degree, cusp of the 10th house to the 4th house. Alright, all those planets over there are called the inner chakra, whereas the planets is basically Capricorn to Cancer in a very loose definition. And then from the other chakra houses are called the outer chakra. So it says that all the malefic planets are placed in the inner chakra, that the first top chakra, from the cusp of the 10th house to the cusp of the 4th house. And all the benefit planets are placed in the outer chakra. And the lagna is Scorpio. Then no need to even think of this issue, the Scorpio will cause the death. Alright? It's a very simple point actually. Have you got it?
Yes.
It's not complicated at all. Here. Normally it will be very tough to find a chart with this combination as they don't survive. So you are unlikely to meet somebody with this combination. Okay. But what we do is we plot our planets, or especially the malefic planets, and we see which malefic planets is in the, from the cusp of 10th house to the cusp of 4th house, who are in the inner chakra and who are in the outer chakra. So this will give us an idea. So inner chakra malefics are very malefic. Okay? I have Saturn, Ketu and Mars in inner chakra. So that is not a very good thing. That's it, those planets will be very malefic. So you can see the degrees of your planets and just see what are the malefics which are falling in the inner chakra and what are the benefits especially which are falling in the, both the planets will give different results. Benefits in inner chakra are good, malefics in inner chakra are more malefic. That's all. So we can apply this in our chart in this manner. Just the way you learnt about night strong planets and day strong planets. If you're night born and you have a very bad malefic planet, if it's night born, it becomes more malefic. Similarly, like this, if you already have identified that you have a Saturn or a Mars which is bad and it comes into the inner chakra, you know that is really bad. And depending on where it is and which house, you know, accordingly, brothers, you know, if it is Saturn, it is elder brothers. If it is Mars, it is younger brothers who will make you suffer. If it is Shukra in the outer chakra, then benefic in the outer chakra will become malefic. Then you can have sisters, sisters-in-law, daughters, aunts. These are the people who can cause you trouble. Okay? So in that manner, we have a kind of a rough understanding of how to go about it. Yes?
I want to ask, suppose, in one example, like if ascendant is 10th degree, 10th degree ascendant, so 10th house will start from 10th degree to 10th degree Capricorn to 10th degree Cancer.
Yeah, you have to work out the mapping. It is in the Bhava Chakra. When you, I think you'll have a class on the Bhavas, you learn how to do the Bhava Chakra. How the Bhava Chakra is drawn, like for example, if my Lagna is Meena, and ideally Meena should be from 0 degrees Meena to 30 degrees Meena, right? And accordingly, all the Bhavas should get planned like this. So my second house should be 0 degrees Aries to 30 degree Aries. But actually it is not. My Lagna is in the 29th degree. So from the 29th degree, suppose it was not 29 degree, suppose it was 20th degree. So then my Lagna will actually be from 20 degrees Pisces up to 20 degrees Aries. And so if you have any planets in the first 20 degrees of Aries, it will actually fall into Lagna in the Bhava Chakra. I'm not going to go into details because that is part of teaching in the Bhava thing. So similarly, your houses will get constructed. It is known as the Bhava Chakra. Houses will get constructed differently and your planets may shift. And if your planets shift, you get a different understanding. And that is your intelligence. Lagna is your intelligence. So how does your intelligence perceive the world and perceive the people? Okay. So yes, it will be then my 10th house will begin from 20 degrees of Dhanu. If my Lagna is 20 degrees, it will begin from 20 degrees of Dhanu and it will similarly go up to that. So planets falling in those degrees will come. So planets falling outside that will not be a part of the 10th house. It will slip into the 9th house. Okay, so from 20 degrees Dhanu only my 10th house will begin. So if I have a planet say in 10 degrees Dhanu, that will come into the outer chakra. So this is your perception. So these planets are representing people that are coming into our lives. So this is bhava means our perception. It's from the word bhavana, how we perceive the world. Okay, actually that's how the bhava chakra is created. The rashis are permanent. It is given. It is fixed. It is ruled by the Adityas. But based on that, how we perceive, which is based on our Lagna, we have a Bhava Chakra, which is mapped onto the Rashi Chakra. This is according how we perceive the world. That's how my Kula, my friends, my spouse, my Dara, everything. So the Bhava Chakra is there and the planets gets posited over that. So it's all intermanned. The Rashi Chakra, the Bhava Chakra, the Nakshatra Chakra, you know, they are all in Grahas Kanto. Are across all the three levels. So, Jataka or a horoscope is very, very multidimensional. It's not a flat two-dimensional thing like we are seeing in the diagram. You have to perceive that horoscope in a multidimensional way in the head, which you should be able to do once, you know, you are accomplished astrologers. That's the way you should be able to do it. With the grahas all moving around through that. Okay? So it's bhavas from bhavana, how we perceive the world. That's why bhavas have those allotments of a life and society. Okay, 10th house is work, 7th house is spouse, 4th house is mother. It's how we perceive. And so these planets, whether they are good or bad, and our relationship with them will be seen from bhava chakra. So if a shukra goes into an external chakra, then oh yes, it's my bhavana. It's my perception that either my aunt or sister-in-law, maybe even a daughter, how the relationship is. So it's actually quite interesting. So this is known as Ardha Chakra. Okay? Okay, now this is a very, very important a concept that we will come. Now, why you may ask was Ardha Chakra mentioned in the in the longevity section, because the planets in the inner house are death inflicting planets. That's why he's saying that if all the malefics are there in the inner chakra and all benefics are there in the other chakra and the Lagna Scorpio, so it's either a Scorpio axis, Aquarius kind of a thing, then it's a pure death yoga. And as they think, people, such people don't exist because such childs don't survive. That is how it has happened. Okay, now we go into this. So inner troubles can come from Scorpio and outside troubles can come from Aquarius. It's a Rahu Ketu kind of a problem. Okay, so now we come to this very important concept of the shadow of the sun. Okay, so what does the sutra say? The sutra says malefic planets in 6th and 12th, or malefic planets in 8th and 2nd, or malefic planets in 2nd and 12th from Surya. These are positions from the Surya actually. These shall lead to death. These houses, now I need all of you to draw your chart. Not your chart, draw a chart, whatever. And you put Sun in the first house. Draw a chart, Ravi. Yes, draw a chart, you can read it later. Draw a chart. They will not go into your head. Draw a chart with the Sun in the first house. Alright, and then you kind of shade or mark the houses, 2nd and 12th house. And 6th and 8th house. So these two 6th, 8th houses from Surya are known as shadow houses. Now those who have studied Drishti will see these are the houses where no planets aspect. You will be doing Drishti also in this year before you leave. In Drishti you will realize when you do the Drishti Chakra, when grahas are aspecting, there are four houses that the grahas don't aspect, have Drishti on. And that is the second and 12th and 6th and 8th houses. And it comes from this concept of the shadow houses of the sun, because the light doesn't fall over there. Drishti is to see, and all seeing comes from sunlight. So there is no sunlight in these four houses. So there is no drishti of any planet from these four houses. So these are the shadow houses. The drishti concept will come from the shadow of the sun. So these are shadow of the sun, and this shadow of the sun, these are known as chaya bhavas. Alright, and these houses are not good houses. These houses are not good houses. From here actually we see our troubles, we see our enemies, sometimes secret enemies. Especially in the 12th house we will see secret enemies. Next time Deepenmini has this client who has a problem and then can say, give me the Jataka and see whether the client has a secret enemy trying to attack him. Alright? And very interestingly, they also affect the health of our parents. The 6-12 axis is important for mother's health, and the 4-10 axis is important for father's health. Now 4-10 axis is very easy to understand, because the 10th house is the second house from the 9th, and the 4th house is the 8th house from the 9th. They are the house of deaths from the 9th house. Alright, but where the mother's house are concerned, we see the 6th and the 12th. We don't see the 5th house. We don't see the 5th house. We do the 6th and the 12th over there. Okay?
So,
because we do the 8th from the 8th. The 8th house from the 4th house is the 11th. And the 8th house from the 11th house is the 6th house. So we actually use that axis. Alright, we don't use the directly the 5-11 axis for mother. We use the 6-12 axis. So there are two things that we are getting from the shadow houses. One is that the 6-12 houses axis is bad where mother's health is concerned, and the 4-10 axis is bad for father's health. But beyond that, what we are saying is that these houses are shadow houses. They can cause a lot of problem for us. They can cause problems in work. They can cause secret enemies. They can cause nija dosha, all kinds of things. Yes, Justin.
In other words, they are like temporal drishtans.
Yeah, for Surya.
For Surya.
We are like Dushanas for Surya. You are very right. Yeah, absolutely, like, Dushanas for Surya.
Chart, actually. Huh? Like those houses are become temporal.
No, so no, what we do, not for the whole, for the whole house, we have to see it from Surya.
Only as it applies to Surya.
From Surya, we will see.
From Surya, yes.
From Surya, we will see 2nd and 12th. Yes. And 6th and 8th. These four houses we will see from Surya. They are known as triad houses. But from the Lagna, we will see the 6th, 12th and the 4th, 10th axis for mother's longevity and father's longevity. And if there are malefics over there, they will affect the parent. The concept has been taken from the Surya. But we will study where our troubles and problems are concerned as these houses from Surya. They are very problematic. You can have a lot of troubles. Lots of troubles. They are absolute and total darkness, complete darkness. Basically, if there are malefics in 2nd and 8th houses, then you will know that the father is standing between Yama and you. So if the father is bad for the father, so if the father is passing away, by the father's passing away, your life is saved. Alright, and if there is a malefic in the 6th and 12th houses, you know that the mother is standing between Yama and you. So that the Yama is bad for the mother. So the Yama is taking the mother away and your life is saved. If your life goes away, then that parent's life is saved. Did you get it?
Yeah. But this 6, 12, 14 is from the Lagna, not from Surya.
No, where the longevity is concerned, parents are concerned, we see it from Lagna. Otherwise, we see 2, 12, 6, 8 from Surya, where shadow houses and problem houses for us is concerned. They are houses of total and absolute darkness. Okay? But from Lagna when we see, it definitely indicates the health of the parents. So do you get what I meant? That the malefics over there actually act as a... Did you get it, Justin?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, so if 4th and 10th house is bad for father's health or longevity, if there is a malefic over there, it will affect father's longevity, father may not survive. So father doesn't survive, that means that bad effect of the planet the father is taking. So father is acting as like he's in between you and Yama. So the father is dying, the entire maleficence is going on to father. And you are safe. If you die, then the father is safe. Similarly, in 6, 12 for mother.
Because my wife has a malefic in 6 and 12 and her mother died prematurely.
Yeah,
so this... That her mother's death...
Yes. So this is applicable in charts where you have lost your parents when you are young. So people who have lost their parents when they are pretty young, you will see that there will be a malefic planet over there. I have Surya in my 4th house. So, I lost my father when I was about 21.
Your Surya in?
4th house. So, that's a malefic planet, which is where my father is standing between Yama and me. Yeah, so he passed away when I was 21. Okay, so similarly, as you can find out, any of you have spouses or family members, whoever has passed, parents have passed away when they are pretty young, you will see that maybe this is applied. Yeah.
But if it's Surya, because that's the
karaka
for father.
Yeah, Surya is karaka for father, but Surya is still a malefic. From my chart, Surya is a malefic graha. Karaka for father, so father may have been whatever, good person or whatever. But it is a malefic, it's a kruda graha.
But if Surya is
then it will give results like that. You have to see how early he died, or how this. You have to make the judgment. No? You can't stick it into a formula. You have to make a judgment. This is what you are seeing. He's basically giving us an indication. Indications are given, sutras are given, shlokas are given. After that, individually you have to take the call. How strong is the planet? How bad is the planet? Which year it will show. I have a dual lagna. I don't have any other planets. In the Kendra. So Surya is alone over there. It does have a Grahadishti of Guru, which is very nice, but that's about it. So alone in the Kendra, no other anything else, so it gave its result. He went when I was 21, in my 21st year.
Malefics in the 4th and 10th can bring about this.
Yes. 4th and 10th for father's health, 6th and 12th for mother's health. Alright? Yeah. No, no, you ask. Yeah, ask.
How can we get a distinction?
Yeah, yeah. From Surya, when we see that, it is the shadow houses of Surya. From Surya, they are total dark houses. There is no sunlight over there. Because Graha cannot, Surya is not aspecting those houses. When you do Drishti, you will see that the second, 12th and 6th, 8th houses from a Graha are unexpected, there is no light. And from Surya itself is complete darkness. So that's why from 2nd and 12th houses from Surya, secret enemies will come in. Very important. Now when you do yoga, you will see that you have Veshi yoga and Ubhayachara yoga. There are these famous Parashara yogas which are there come from 2nd and 12th from Surya. Very important. These are things. And what are the grahas over there? So they play a very big role.
So if you see some yoga this Chaya Bhava, so this may...
You have to see the planets over there. Planets. If there are malefic planets over there, it's bad, isn't it? Malefic planets over there are bad. Okay. So you have to study charts and see how they are breaking the yogas and whatever. Thank God, this is so draining. Okay, I want to really go through fast. Alright. So now we have Tamas Chandra 1. So what does it say about Tamas Chandra 1? I'm just sitting for a bit because of, my legs. So Tamas Chandra 1 is if you have a Papa Graha in 107. Alright. And you have any Krura Graha which is conjoining moon, wherever the moon is. And none of this combination has a benefit Drishti or Yuti. Then death occurs very soon. Did you get that? Again, it's a combination that is being given. That if you have a Papa Graha, that is a malefic planet, neither of the first house or the seventh house. The second is saying wherever the moon is also conjoined a Krura Graha. And both of these combinations don't have any benefic association. Then death will occur very soon. It's a very simple yoga. Okay? Papa and Krura, you all have not learned in the grahas? Yeah.
Maybe the Krura planet is the sun. So what we're saying is that moon again has no Pakshapalas.
Yes, but its Krura planet is not just sun. Even Mars, Saturn, everything is a Krura planet. So Krura is only sun. You don't think Krura is any other graha. You have Somya graha and you have Krura grahas. And in amongst the Krura grahas, some are Papa. So I don't know that Surya is the only Krura. I feel they are all Krura grahas. Where Surya is not Papa but only Krura. The others are Krura and Papa.
Yes,
Papa graha can be Mangal, Shani, Rahu, whatever it is. Moon can have any malefic conjunction. Is use Krura, that means make sure you're using sun as well. You understand, this is what he's trying to say. If he just said Papa, it would have met Mars, Saturn, Rahu, Ketu. Because he's saying Krura, it means don't forget Surya. Okay? Of course. Where you will take Surya, where you will not take Surya. So this is a simple combination. There is otherwise not much this thing. These are all all these death yogas. Yeah, yeah. Then there is a chart over here and the chart is showing. Now look at the chart. 1-7 there are only malefics. Rahu in Lagna and Saturn and Ketu in the 7th house. Now where is the moon? The moon is in the 5th house. It is conjoined Mars. So the both condition number 1 and condition number 2 is fulfilled. Condition number 3 is there should not be any benefic association. So neither Venus, Mercury or Jupiter are aspecting the Lagna or the 7th house or moon. Don't look at me. Look at the chart. Look at the chart. You people are having a mental blockage whenever you are doing the first point and then by third point you can't take it. Why is it so? No, don't look blank. I go crazy if you look blank. Is there any benefic association to these combinations? Study the chart and tell me. No benefic association, right? Either by Yuti or by Drishti. no benefic association. Into Lagna, in the seventh house, in with moon. None? So is the condition of the shloka fulfilled?
Yes.
That I want to know. Condition of shloka is fulfilled. Okay. So this person, now I need to get up. This person is called Thomas Richard Harkin, and he is a senator of the USA from Iowa. So we have seen that malefic planets are in Lagna and 7th power, both in Rashi and Bhava Chakra. He's got two chakras and both it matches. Moon is conjoined the malefic planet Mars. This should have led to Balarishta. However, refer Dhul Mantra Yoga, where Moon, Mars, Sun or Saturn should be in 5th house. Moon and Mars in 5th house threatens Mother. Also Parivartana between Mars and Saturn. So Mother died in his 11th year and he got saved. So we are using both the things to chat. Did you understand this? First part we got that all the conditions are fulfilled, right? So that is what saying that this should have led to Balarishta. That is what he's written over there. Why did it not lead to Balarishta? So he's combining two other shlokas that we have read. One shloka that we have read is that this, the Durmantra Yoga. In the Durmantra Yoga we have talked about Sun, Mars, Moon or Saturn, if they are in the 5th house, what happens? Either the mother dies or the brother dies, remember? Yes. So in case there it is two of the planets are there, Moon and Mars is there. So mother, it can cause death to mother. So mark that, it can cause death to mother. And also there is a parivartana between
Saturn.
There is a parivartana between Mars and Saturn. So you can see that Saturn, Mars and Moon are all involved in the Durmantra Yoga. Okay, they are all involved in the Durmantra Yoga. Saturn is also the fourth lord. So the mother died, and the mother is from Slovenia. The mother died when he was 11 years old. So you see the complete Balarishta Yoga is there. The Balarishta Yoga has to function. But it went on to the mother. And how it went on to the mother? Because that Durmantra Yoga, which can affect a mother or a brother. So the Durmantra Yoga got activated very strongly. Alright, don't look blank. I know it's been a tough day and it's the end of the day. I'm not going to drag it beyond 5:30 anyway. So, okay? So you understood how the mother died, how the Durmantra Yoga worked?
Yes.
No. Vikas? No.
No.
Yes.
Should I dismiss?
No, you understood, no?
Yeah.
In the Durmantra, yeah, for example.
So, we don't always need Shani, Mangal, Surya, Chandra in this.
So, we already got the influence of Shani, Mangal, and Chandra. Because Moon and Mars is there, and there is a parivartana between Saturn and Mars. So, the influence of Saturn, Mars, and Moon, all three of those planets are there anyway. So, there is. Yeah, but Rahu is, I don't think, involved in that combination. In Durmantra Yoga, is Saturn, Mars, Sun, and Moon.
So is Chandra Panchama and some of the malefics?
Durmantra Yoga is not some of the malefics. You can go back and look at the slide. Durmantra Yoga is Sun, Moon, Saturn, and Mars. These are the four planets. If you go back to the shloka, these are the four planets in the fifth house. Can cause through Durmantra cause death of brother or mother. So in here we are getting the involvement of three of them. And because he already has the Balarishta Yoga, alright, because the Balarishta Yoga is already there, but there is also the Durmantra Yoga. So instead of him, the Durmantra Yoga got activated and the mother died and died when he was 11.
There's no benefic strength. Also
no, no, no. That is anyway not there. See, we first have done the Balarishta Yoga.
Yes.
The Balarishta Yoga is very complete.
Absolutely.
What are the points they have told us in the sutra about Balarishta Yoga? All the points are fitted in. After that, we see there is a special combination of Durmantra Yoga over there. So what happens instead of Hindu Mother Life?
Mother and brother are to die.
Either mother or brother.
Yeva is not written.
Huh?
Mother and brother are
it's,
to it, die.
It's either actually.
Mother or brother.
Yeah. It's a combination for death of mother and brother. That is what it is. You must try to get, you all are doing a little bit of nitpicking out there. You must try to get what it is trying to say, the main principle. Alright? So, it's obviously how the mother took the death. It's very interesting. Yes?
So, without Pravartana, according to this Tamas Chandra, he should die. But,
No. No. Go back to the Shloka, Tamas Chandra 2, read the conditions of the Shloka.
All three rules are
applicable.
Yes.
So that means there is Balarishta Yoga.
This is Tamaschandra Yoga.
No, these are all Balarishta Yogas. These are all Rishta Yogas. Tamaschandra is, these are all negative moons, that's what it is. All these shlokas are Balarishta Yogas. They are death yogas when it happens in different ways. Alright, we are discussing Chandra as a very important planet. We are discussing in what are all the conditions of Chandra can be become very negative for you. Dusthana Chandra, Tamas Chandra. Tamas Chandra means when a moon is very dark. So we are giving multiple conditions, but these are all yogas for Bala Rishta. These are Rishta yogas. And Rishta yogas for Bala when you are young. Death in the first month, death in the first year, death by the eighth year. This is all that we are discussing. Don't lose sight of what we are discussing. What are we doing out here? If you lose sight, then you're gone.
I just received all the three rules of Tamas Yoga.
It is not Tamas Yoga. These, all that we've done this whole day is Balarishta Yogas. Whole day.
I think I know, like, that for me, that also the interesting question is, yes, mother died because of the other yogic combination, but why didn't the child die as well?
Because the mother took it.
But how do we see if both yogas are there?
No, it doesn't, if you get to see charts a little bit more, you'll understand. In this case, that yoga, that thing has to function. It functioned directly through the Durmantra Yoga of the mother.
So you can actually see this exchange, like Parivartana
Yoga. Parivartana Yoga is not involved in this, in the Tamas combination. See, Natalia, what you are getting mixed up, she's getting mixed up in a very small point of terminology. You are getting mixed up in a small point of terminology. Open your mind a little bit. What are we doing? We started this class today with defining Rishta. Right? That is what we are doing. This whole topic is Rishta. Remember, we did definitions of Rishta. We are seeing how this Rishta comes into our lives in different ways. Are you aware of that or not? If you are not, then we have a very serious problem here. Yes, whole day, that is what we are doing. It is one topic of Rishta. And how does all this Rishta comes? The Rishta comes through a variety of yogas. So we are studying all these varieties of yogas. We've named them for our convenience. For our convenience, we have named them. What are these names? We have named them Dusthana Chandra. He is not calling that yoga. He is just giving the combination. Okay, if this is the combination, Balarishta will get it. Tough. This is the formula, you'll get this combination. Formula 4. This is the combination, death in first year. This is the combination, death in the eighth year. That is what he's doing. He's put up some 10, 12 formulas for you. Isn't it? We have named those formulas for our convenience, to our understanding. What is the first formula we read? The first formula that we read was, moon was in Dusthana houses, isn't it? Natalia, listen to me. Yeah, why did we call it Dusthana? Because the formula says, well, moon is in Dusthana, so we called it Dusthana Chandra. Parashara didn't call it, we called it.
But here moon is not Dusthana.
I am saying that. So we called that one formula, we called it Dusthana for our easy reference point. Otherwise we are doing so many formulas. How do we identify? Shall I say formula number 1, formula number 2, will you remember? No. So we given the names for our easy reference. So formula number 1 talked about moon in Dusthana, we called it Dusthana Chandra. You can call it Dusthana Chandra Yoga. If I am talking to you, I will call it Dusthana Chandra Yoga. Then we had Vinasha Yoga, we called it Vinasha Yoga, that's destruction yoga. Then we called a whole bunch of Tamas Yogas. Tamas Chandra Yogas. You get Tamas Chandra, Tamas Chandra 1, Tamas Chandra 2, Tamas Chandra 3. Why over here the Chandras is very malefic? Tamas, what does it mean? Very malefic, very dark. So we, all these formulas, we've called Tamas 1, Tamas 2, Tamas 3, so that we can discuss easily with each other and know what we are talking about. But these are all Balavishta yogas. All of them are Balavishta. Either death in first year, death in eighth year, death in seventh year, death in tenth year, whatever. And they are saying how differently it is playing out. So this combination, which we are calling Tamas Chandra 2, right? We are calling this Tamas Chandra 1 was a simple formula. We did that. This formula of Tamas Chandra 2, okay, where this formula is there, in this formula, if it is there, then again it's a Balavishta yoga. Now, listen to this. We are saying this is a complete yoga, you yourself have identified. So the boy should have died in the first year, or first month, or first 10 months. Now we see this is a complication over here. The complication is we have done a Durmantra yoga. That in a Durmantra yoga, that is also a bad move, where a mother or a brother can die. So that Durmantra yoga is also applicable in this chart. It is also applicable in Durmantra yoga. So we'll go, because I'm very sure other people also have this question. So I'm glad, Natalia, that you asked it. So one second, explain to her. Okay? So Durmantra yoga says Sun in Saturn Mars. Placement of these in the fifth house. As a consequence of which we all did the Saturn Mars combination in our chart. Okay? One second, let me finish with this. So we already have Mars and Moon. Anyway, that Moon is very bad. And there is a Parivartana over there we are seeing. Parivartana. It is that Mars has come to Saturn's house and Saturn has come to Mars's house. So there is an involvement between all the three planets of the Mantra Yoga, Saturn, Mars and Moon, and there is an exchange. So the exchange is instead of the boy, the native, the mother, the Durmantra Yoga is getting activated and the mother has died.
Yes, yes, that's yes. To answer Justin's question, how do one know which is which?
Because of the Parivartana.
Yes, but that also because it's in the fifth house, because if Mars and Moon had been, say, in the eighth house, then it would
have been His question is different. His question is, even if it is in the fifth house, how do we know that the child will die or the mother will die? He's understood that Durmantra Yoga is there. But he said, how do I see? In this case, it's very easy, there is a Parivartana. Now, if there wasn't a Parivartana, and Saturn was over there, say, if there wasn't a Parivartana, Sun, Moon, Mars, or something like that, his question is, how do you make the call? You can make call, you can see that which one is stronger. And often, either then, you will have to know. See, the Parivartana makes it very easy for us to understand that there is an exchange and the mother is born. If there was no Parivartana, then you would have to see the mother's chart as well.
But Sambhaniji, what you're saying is that there will, even if Parivartana is not there, there is some exchange where the mother is alive. Is there not also a situation where the child will die and the mother will die?
Those can be there, but that need not be this combination. Child and mother both died in the other combinations, not this combination. Here it is a separate threat to the mother's life and a separate threat to the boy's life. So even if there is no Parivartana, then we'll say, oh my God, there is a Durmantra Yoga also. Let me see the mother's chart. How bad is the longevity situation in the mother's chart? Let us weigh the situation. Let us see the dashas. Let us weigh the situation here. So you weigh it and you can see whose life is more in danger.
Yeah, but absolutely, what is absolutely right, even if I remove Saturn from here,
yes,
then also Durmantra is activated.
Yes.
There is a threat to the mother's life. That is
yes,
really.
Absolutely. And the fifth house is Maraka to the fourth house.
Yes. I think what they are getting confused is that, give me a minute, see what we are talking is only about the Vishtas where the child will die. Now there is another layer that mother and the elder brothers can also die because of one or two combinations.
All I ask, for example, if we remove Saturn, so it will be full application of this Tamas Chandra 1 yoga. Mm-hmm. So if no very much Saturn, mm-hmm, no Parivartana, mm-hmm, child should be dead.
Yes, but there is already Durmantra yoga over there. So if I saw the chart and there was no Parivartana, this is what I'm telling him, I will definitely see that, oh yes, the child should die. If the child dies, that's the end of the story. But suppose the child hasn't died, and the child is 3 years old or 4 years old, and you know the child can die. I will then see the Dhrumantri Yoga, I say, oh my God, I better check up the mother's chart also, what stage is the mother in? I may see that the mother is going through something. Maybe the mother is fine, but may just die out of an accident. So I will have to see the mother's chart then also to see whose it will be there. You get the point? You will have to see the mother's chart then, because there is danger to the mother's life. How will you know otherwise? How will you know? If there is no parivartana, how will you know which one will die? How bad is the longevity yoga for the mother? Though it is complete for the boy, but the boy is living. And if you see that the boy is living and he's 15 or 20, then you think that, oh, it has gone, let me check up, maybe the mother is not there. But if the boy is 3 years or 4 years, then you don't know, right? The boy can die. The boy can die at age 5, 6, 7, 8, that is my minister. How will you make that thing? Will this boy die or will the Dhrumantra yoga function? Without parivartana. Then you have to see the mother's chart. In this case, it is easy because it is a parivartana. Parivartana will immediately say that he hasn't died and the mother's died. But if there is no parivartana and both yogas are complete and the boy is young, you will have to see the mother's chart and see what state the mother's longevity is in. Immediately, because you know that if the mother goes, then maybe this boy will survive. Because those planets are combined in both yogas. Get the point? Saturn moon, that moon is bad. It's a tamas moon. Dark moon. That moon, that Mars, that Saturn is combined in both yogas. Your question is a very valid question, that if there was no parivartan, how do I judge which yoga will get activated? And in this case, where the yogas are very complete. If the yogas are not so complete, you can go into deeper analysis and maybe you can say, oh yes, the mother will go, oh yes, this will protect the boy, etc. But in the case where it is very complete yoga like this, how do you judge? Question is very valid question. You can't. You can't, then you have to take the mother's chart. You will immediately know that the mother is in danger as well. Get the issue.
Here also shows the fourth lord is dedicated and Sanyasi.
Yes, those are there, parivartan is there, so the it wouldn't matter Bhoginanachi because the Rishta Yoga for the native is very complete. The Balarishta Yoga that we saw is a complete yoga. So the boy should have just died, isn't it? If that yoga was not complete, if there was some benefic influence, you know, there can be it's a very complete yoga. And if simultaneously you are having a Dhrumantra yoga, of course you need to take a call. You will have to see the mother's chart. We do it. When there are, you know, maybe not this yoga, but in some other yogas, where we can see the threat of life. So many times when charts come, people come to show us charts. And we maybe that person is saying, I'm ill or I have this problem, that problem. Sometimes we just see the chart and we straight away ask, how's the health of your father? Or how's the health of your mother? Or how's the health of your child? Because we see that there is a very strong combination of maybe a threat to longevity. We often can't tell the person. And often we forget that the person has come to you. We start doing the remedy for that family member, parents or child or daughter. And actually do a reading for that. It has happened so many times. It has happened so many times with Guruji. Somebody may go, oh, I'm having some job problem and I've lost my job. And somebody says, forget all about it. What has happened to your father or mother? Because this is very serious. I'm seeing there's a very serious life threat. It shows up. That is an indication for you to see the mother's chart. That's what the answer is to both of you. Yeah.
And my question is related to simple language. So we should read this as the conjunction of Saturn, Mars, Sun or Moon. Or rather, and Moon.
Now, the combination he gives is Sun, Moon, Saturn, Mars in the fifth house. That is the combination he has given. We are already seeing the influence of Saturn, Mars and Moon. Three planets are already involved.
Yeah.
So it has already activated that.
So the three can activate.
Yes. It can because now you can see Saturn is fourth lord. All those things Bhoginanaji was trying to point out. Saturn is fourth lord. It is debilitated, etc. etc. So you have to take a judgment call. No? You can't mechanically see, oh, three can. This has done in three. You have to see the whole complete picture. You have to see the complete picture. So the answer to Justin and Natalia is that you have to see the mother's chart if there is no parivartanam. And I would say it is a very serious case because his chart is very complete. The yoga, tamas yoga is very complete. Either one is going.
Even with, is there a remedy? Like in this case, say you want to save, then after you look at the mother's chart, you would say,
yeah,
give a remedy for the mother's
chart. Yeah, yeah, I would think
and
so.
And that would save the child's
Yes, because well. I would think, no, I would think in the child's chart, the, this Thomas's chart, I would not have been able to give any remedy. Because I don't see any remedy here. Mm-hmm. The yoga is very complete. Mm-hmm. All the 3 points are given total completion. None of the benefit planets are increasing. What remedy will I give? Is there any way to give remedy from this chart? There is no remedy. Rishta Bhanga rules also, when you hear it, when you learn, you will see there is nothing that is breaking this Arishta. I can't give any remedy to him. But I can save the mother. If the mother's chart came and I saw and I gave a remedy to the mother, provided the mother's chart is also not like that. This is a yoga in his chart. Then I take the mother's chart. And if the mother's chart is not that bad, I can perhaps give a remedy which would have saved the mother. But perhaps the mother's chart was also bad and her longevity was in question. So the moment he is born and this Durmantra yoga is there in the child's chart, the mother's death longevity yoga got activated and she died. Her chart must have been that. That is how it happens. We are all connected with each other. So when, often we don't know, but when somebody in our family dies, a brother dies, or somebody dies, it's usually connected. You see, you will, you know, then you'll get into a depression. So, but, you know, there's a lot of connection because souls come and souls go. So the connections are very heavy.
But Sarvani, do you ever get into a situation where you see a mother's chart who doesn't have a child yet, but it shows that when
all the time, with the child born, we see problems. Suppose the child is born and there is Rishta Yoga, and we know that if we try to save the child, we can remedy to threaten the mother. You don't know what to do? Of course. People come to us, this is a very common problem. Very difficult to take a call. Very difficult. Here there is, the child's chart has no this thing. There is no remedy over here. Completely zero remedies. It's very difficult. These are real life situations. If you are practicing astrologers, this is the kind of situation you will face. It happens very often.
Just as some patients go to a doctor for a remedy and there is no remedy, the patient dies.
Yeah.
When they come to astrologers, sometimes there is no remedy.
Not only for the child and the mother, but some husband and wife we have seen. We have seen sometimes say somebody has come to you because there is a problem with the work. And you see that there is a very big Rishta Yoga involved with work. So if you are giving a remedy for the work, the Rishta Yoga is getting activated. What do you do? Marriage, you see a very bad Rishta Yoga, or Rishta Yoga is associated with your marriage. Moment the person gets married, the Rishta Yoga is going to be very strong, very powerful, something like this, very complete. What do? You tell the person don't get married? It happens. So many times, you know, we be daddy married, we try to say don't get married. Or that's when, you know, get married to some other things and all these things come up. Very difficult. Very difficult to take calls. These are real life situations. That's why this chart has been given to you. I mean, if the native had a thing for remedy, it would have been very difficult. He doesn't have anything for remedy.
So if the woman came to you before she had a child and it showed that having a child would activate the death yoga, would you suggest to her not have children?
No, it happens. It happens. What happens is such a person, often they have miscarriages. It does happen. It is there when you read the Saptamsha chart and all is there. That the first child is born. What happens is miscarriages happen, abortions happen. It usually happens through like that.
My question is, how far do you go with that kind of advice? Or do you allow life events, marriage, children?
Normally if we see that, suppose somebody's come for childbirth, we don't yet have the child's chart. So we don't know the Rishta conditions of the child. Alright, what I see is we go into the D7 and we see every pregnancy. So the question then is, will this pregnancy hold or not hold? Will a woman, mother be able to carry the pregnancy or not? That is the question. We go through each pregnancy. If we see that in the first pregnancy, the pregnancy can't be held, we tell the person, where are we seeing? The child is not born. So how will I see Rishta Yogas in the child's chart? I just see her pregnancies. So we tell them straight away, your first pregnancy will not hold. Sometimes when the person says, yes, I've already had a miscarriage or I've already had an abortion. But if they've not had, we tell them straight away that you will have because your first pregnancy is not holding. We tell them, this is a very common thing. But the second pregnancy is very good. Have this. We give them remedies, what to eat, what to do, so the pregnancies are strong. And then even if there is a threat in the pregnancy, that with the remedy the pregnancy holds, when the child's chart comes after the child is born, you will see that planet is creating a little problem out there. But we will not know the full Vishnu Yoga without the child. Unless the child is born, how will we get the child?
Forget the child, you still know the mother's chart and her longevity. If she's got a yoga on there that shows that she may die through having a child.
Yeah, that doesn't happen too much, too often. What happens is when the child will survive or not. It comes like
that. That I understand.
See, if the yoga, if the yoga is there, that your longevity will go in childbirth. What usually happens is you will see that pregnancies are not survived. That is the way it will show. I have a threat to my life if I get pregnant. I didn't. It just so happened I didn't. But if I got pregnant, it would have been very easy for me. I have Venus and Rahu in the 5th house, aspected by Saturn and Ketu in the 11th. It is a Kala Sarpa Yoga. Kala Sarpa Yoga with that axis and Shani Ketu forming a Shraddha Yoga, looking at the 5th house. The Karaka of that 5th house is Jupiter, which has gone to the 12th. Do you think it would have been very, very good for me if I had a child? I wanted to have a child. If I had, I would have gone through. The Guruji kept on telling me it is dangerous for you to have. And Venus is also a lord.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, he said, but I would have had. Because what we do is we don't usually go through Saptamsha and all those things. We do, there are chances to come in. But sometimes what happens, you know how it works. What you are saying is not a very complete condition. We can give. If this was another person, we could give remedies. We give remedies to get out of that. Because I would say that Venus is a Shubha Graha, and if I do remedy of Venus in the right time, I can have a child. But the ultimate clincher for me would be Saptamsha, where I see my pregnancies. So in Saptamsha is a strong Saptamsha for me. And it shows, yes, I can hold the pregnancies, at least if not the first, the second. Some people have disastrous subconscious. They are unable to hold any pregnancy. Miscarriage after miscarriage, that is what happens. Cannot hold the pregnancies. Then with remedy, very strong remedy, you give it. And it works. You break it. If the benefit plan is to work, it breaks it. Now with this condition, if my subconscious didn't also support, definitely I should not have had. But in my subconscious, suppose, I would have gone in for a remedy if I had my way. It just so happened, you know, my biological clock was such, everything stopped very early, it didn't work out. But I would have, I wanted to. I definitely wanted to. I was not bothered with this yoga, knowing the yoga, I would still have pressed with the Shukra remedy. But in a very dire case, we do say yes. Maybe a boy. As I said, we see the Saptamsha, we see the pregnancy. This is actually different, Justin. This is a child's chart itself. We are talking of pregnancy versus the soul having already come. Once the soul has already come, the Balarishta Yogas are there. It's a bit different. What this compared to before the child, it's very different.
Yes.
It is threat to the mother. Alright, I may not have had my child may not have had a Balarishta Yoga, but I may have gone through some huge complication and just survived because of all that. So it does not mean that child's chart will show that if I have just a pregnancy. A lot of people have saptamsha problem, pregnancy problem. That doesn't show up in the child's chart. A lot of mothers have had huge issues in getting pregnant. This is a very common thing. People really come to us for this pregnancy issues. We are unable to have a child. It's a very common thing which people come to us with, especially Indians. And when the child is born, this is not shown in the child's chart. This will answer your question. It doesn't show. Mother's pregnancy problems don't show. Yes. This is a mother's rishta problem.
I think just generally for me, like, this is Jyotish knowledge being revealed is so powerful.
It is very powerful. It is very powerful.
If you see,
for example, Hitler. Hitler died, I'll give you this example. Hitler died the day he got married. The day he got married, he committed suicide. What would you have told him? Don't get married. When you study more, when you will do your seventh houses and all those things, study more. These people have done it. We've done Victor's chart over and over again. That Venus was the thing. The day he, what would you have decided? Told. Don't get married. Guruji always says, I would have told Hitler not to get married. He committed suicide that day. But he was in this relationship with his secretary for a very long time. And then the day he got married, he committed suicide. That those yogas all got activated in his chart. Yes, as an astrologer, on hindsight, on seeing this, you would say yes, I would say no. But I may say that, okay, if you have to die, get married for a day and die. It's very difficult. How can you say that? What we do here is just and we give remedies. If we see that the marriage is going to cause you a rishta, it's going to cause you death, very powerful yogas are there, we then immediately or if we see that the spouse is going to die the moment, what do? We do this kumbha vivaha. We do something called a kumbha vivaha. We get you married off with a tree. Full marriage. So your marriage is done. Then you get married to your girlfriend or wife, whatever. That is actually a second marriage. Yes, very common. Right now, two of PJC2B students just did. Sham and these people just did, completed their kumbha vivaha. Because of that, what happens is often marriage gets blocked and the person is unable to get married. So what happens, you don't have the yoga that your spouse will die, but because this combination is there, the person is unable to get married. He doesn't know why he's unable to get married. He doesn't know that. Because actually these yogas are there. That girlfriend also should have that yoga, no? So it's all very complicated.
Yeah.
So we know that the first marriage is either going to end in divorce or accident or death, mangi dosha is there or something or the other. So we advocate kumbha vivaha, which is a full marriage.
Yes.
So that marriage is gone, broken, then the tulsi plant dies and there's visarjan in the river, dead and done with, and then you get married to whoever and that's your second marriage and it's okay. We do this, and the kumbha marriage is very, very long and troublesome. Very few people do it. It's a very long and tedious marriage. It's done properly. Parashara has given great details about all these remedies in BPHS. Great details. So it's a very long puja with three kalashas and Mrityunjay kalasha and this and that. We've done it for so many of our students, so we know in different places. It's a very, but it works. Kumbha Vivaha works. So all rishtas and bad effects, whether you are dying or spouse is dying, it will take care of it. Marriage, breaking marriage and divorce, you are dying or spouse is dying, it will take care. So we do remedies, Justin. This is when the child is born. When the child is born, the soul has come, the rishta yogas are there. Because the child's karma is also there. So there is that subtle difference. This chart, the boy should not have survived. Are you clear? Aarti, how much more? We are not going to finish.
Yeah, this is small bit. And Tamas Chandra in the shloka 17, we see that death occurs very soon. And here, the mother is dying in the 11th year.
Yeah. So that's okay. Very. The mother's thing has to take effect. No? If the mother's yoga wasn't there, the child itself may have died in the first year itself.
Balarishta is active
till 12 years. So if it is a very strong Balarishta, if the Durmantra yoga wasn't there, child may have died any time between 1 to 12 years. Even within that period, only that mother died. Immediate death may not happen, but it can happen. We are nowhere nearing finishing this slide. After that there is some more slides, and after that there is Rishtabhanga. No, because you know there are questions and questions and questions. This is what you are asking, it's right, but this is all about chart interpretations. It's all about how you go deeper and know. You are, the answer to me is both to Natalia and to you, Justin. You will get to know this a little bit more as you study more. The understanding will come on how to take the judgment call. You will get to know it. But it is a very valid question. I'm very sure other people also had such questions. So you thank Natalia for asking it. Now let's do Tamas Chapter 2. I've got another slide. It's not just this one. Rishta Nisha. The other slide will go fast actually. The other one, there is not too much in it actually, is the first one. So Tamas Chandra 2, debt to parents is not too much. So by Tamas, Natalia raised this question, and I'm very sure many of you may also have this problem. Here we are talking, Tamas means dark. What are all the combinations where the moon is very dark and is giving Kamarishta? Okay? All these formulas. Now this is also very important. This is Tamas Chandra 2. This is a Sheena Chandra. Now see. Now see, another aspect of the moon is coming. Sheena Chandra. A dark moon. A moon with low light. Alright? And placed in either 7th, 8th, 1, 7, 8 or 12 houses. We already know 1-7 is bad for moon, 8-12 is also bad for moon. We've already done all that. Papagraha on either side of this moon, without doubt the native has automatic death. So there are three conditions. This is a pure moon condition. Moon is a low light moon, Sheena Chandra. And it is either in 1-7, 8 or 12, number 2. Number 3, it has a Papa Kartari Yoga that is malefics either on either side of that, on the second engine. This moon will not be able to survive. The child will not be able to survive. Now, what you must know over here, here we are taking in the Tithi aspect of the moon, which Mariela has been constantly trying to draw attention to, Pakshabala and all these things. The Tithi aspect is coming. So we see that from Krishna Ekadashi to Shukla Panchami, from Krishna Ekadashi to Shukla Panchami, it is a Sheena Chandra. What does Sheena mean? Weak. The literal thing means weak. It's a weak, which means low light. And you, this is something you must remember, because this is very important whenever you see a chart. We've given you two options, because some people calculate from Krishna Ashtami to Shukla Ashtami, but we don't calculate from Krishna Ashtami to Shukla Ashtami. It's from Krishna Ekadashi to Shukla Panchami. That is the time the moon is bad. Alright. And who really brings the evil is the Lord of the Tithi. The Lord of the Tithi. Do you know the Lords of the Tithis? Do all of you know the Lord of the Tithis? Do you know? Yeah. Who is the Lord of Pratipal? Sun. Who is the Lord of Dvitiya?
Chandra.
Chandra, Lord of Tritiya? Mangal, Lord of Chaturthi? Buddha, Lord of Panchami? His Guru, Lord of Shashti? Lord of Saptami? Lord of Ashtami, Lord of Navami, Surya, Lord of Dashami, Ekadashi, Mangal Vadashi, Dhur Trayodashi, Chaturdashi, and then we come to the 15th Tithi. So in 15th Tithi we get two conditions. We get a full moon and we get an Amavasya. We don't like to call it a new moon in the West, we do call it a new moon. But we like to, oh, they call it new moon because it's a new paksha starting, but it is Amavasya. It's a totally dark moon. So who is ruling Purnima?
Ruled by Saturn.
Is ruled by Saturn, and Amavasya is ruled by Rahu. So now if these lords of the tithis, provided you have a Kshina Chandra, if this lord of the tithi is basically the carrier of the evil in this condition. Alright. In this condition, the lord of the tithi becomes important. Because here the Kakshabala of the moon is very important as a condition. And if this planet is inimical to the dominant planet in Lagna, that means it is overriding. You may have a very nice planet in Lagna which is very strong. A Jupiter or something in Lagna which is very strong. If that is over there, then it's fine. But if this Tithi Lord is stronger and overriding the planets in the Lagna, then that is not very good. Tithi Lord is in the Lagna, depends on how it is. So the Tithi Lord is the carrier of the evil in this formula. Okay? So Tithi Lords are very important. You must know the Tithis. All of it. And here in this case, also, it really hits the relationships. Also, do you know which are the worst Tithis? The worst Tithis are Krishna Chaturdashi, Amavasya and Shukla Pratipad. What it was the last 3 days for us. I think we are still in Shukla Pratipad. Right? So this Krishna Chaturdashi and Amavasya and Shukla Pratipad, these 3 days the moon is the darkest. So who protects you from this? In Krishna Chaturdashi it is only Shiva who can protect you. That is why Shiva is always worshipped on Chaturdashi. Even the great Shivaratri is on a Chaturdashi. All Masa Shivaratri is on a Chaturdashi. Tithi is ruled by Venus. He will take care of all your issues out there. Then we have the Amavasya. Who is worshipped on the Amavasya? The Devi is worshipped. Kali is worshipped on that day. So you have to worship the Divine Mother. You need the grace of the Divine Mother. Because on the darkest of nights, the Divine Mother can only help you. Alright, and then for Shukla Pratipad, we have Vishnu's blessing over there. So you must worship Vishnu. So these are the three deities, Shiva, Devi and Vishnu, who actually protect you and help you in the three darkest nights, which are Krishna Chaturdashi, Amavasya and Shukla Pratipad. And did I tell you all in one of the beginning days about the Devi's taking the color of the tithis? Did I tell you on that, the Navaratri and those things? So very briefly I want to tell you, very important I think in the context of what you are studying. So basically we know that we have the two pakshas, right, the dark and the light. So the moon is the Divine Mother in the horoscope. And depending on the amount of light the moon has, we are worshipping that aspect of the Divine Mother over there. We have already got that in Amavasya, which is the darkest of night, which the moon doesn't have any light. Alright? We are worshipping Kali, where Mother is in a very ferocious form. Because your energies, the evils are that much darker. So the entire dark half, we worship the Mother in the forms of the Mahavidyas. Entire dark half. If you have moon in dark halves, if you have moons debilitated, we advocate worship of the Mahavidyas. And we can actually map it onto the planets and the tithis and everything. If your moon is in the light half, alright, the 15 degrees which land up to Purnima, then it is a more lighter energy of the Devi. That is a more Durga energy. So the Navaratris or the Navadurgas actually are mapping into that. The Navadurgas in Lagna, even the Ashtalakshmis, they are all mapping into the brighter fortnight, in the Shukla Paksha. Whereas the Dasamahavidya, who are all primarily Kali forms, devoid of light, are falling, mapping into the Krishna Paksha. Because you have now seen, when the moon is tamas, all these tamas yogas you've done, when the moon is controlling longevity. That is all we have studied. It is the blood and the body. So the Divine Mother is the greatest protector. And even if it is not affecting your longevity, by the grace of some benefic planet, your life is saved. Even then you are going to have a lot of suffering and death-like situations in life. And if it is a dark moon, the moon is really afflicted. If you see, okay, I don't have these Balanishta yogas, but I had it because of benefit, good benefits. Many of you are here in the chart have come out of it. But let's see where the moon is. I need to worship the Divine Mother. So it is the Divine Mother who protects you and takes you out from this. So Tithi and the worshipping of the Divine Mother is very, very important. When you will come across a lot of remedies that will be given will be related to that over the years. The Dasa Mahavidya mantras and all those things. Okay? Okay, I want to do Tamas Chandra 3. What is the time? Oh, 5:25, yes. We will probably finish it tomorrow. So, anyway, I have a lot of today's things. I think we should probably finish it. So, Tamas Chandra 3. So, we actually, it's okay that we have done this because Guruji has overshot, we were ahead of time. So, we can go because this topic is the main body of this year. So it has to be done properly. So actually it is okay. So thank Justin and Natalia and Ravi and everybody else for their questions. It's fine. You are supposed to know this properly. So we will end with Tamas Chandra 3 here. Tamas Chandra 3, see these are just formulas you have to internalize and remember when you see charts. It is saying it is the same, almost the same condition of Tamas Chandra 2, but it doesn't include the 12th bhava. It is only moon in Lagna, 7th or 8th houses are to be considered along with Papakartari Yoga. In the other one, they had taken in the 12th house also. Here they are saying don't consider the 12th house. Alright. And at least one malefic should be afflicting the 7th and 8th house. Okay. The child will face immediate, yes, Justin. Got your answer? Child will face immediate death along with the mother. Okay? In previous Tamas Chandra 2, other Bhava 7th and 8th were not afflicted. So this extends the affliction. So can somebody read out to me what it was in the Tamas Chandra 2? Tamas Chandra 2, what was the Mariela Chandra?
Yeah. In Tamas Chandra 2, we have to have a Kshina Chandra, so we yes. Have very low in light.
Yes.
And placed in either 1, 7, 8 or 12.
Yes.
With Papakartini.
Okay.
Now in this one.
In this one, okay, now we have Kshina Chandra. We don't have.
It doesn't mention. Does it mention?
No, no, but it's an extension of that. So we will have a Kshina Chandra. It is just like that. We don't have the 12, we don't have 1, 7, 8 and 12. We just have 1, 7 and 8. And in addition, we have a malefic planet, either in 7 or in 8. And Papakartari also. So all the conditions are there, but 12th house is not there. The one malefic planet in 7th and 8th is added to it. So we are talking about the inclusion of the 7th and 8th house. Alright, and if this happens, that is a specific yoga for child and mother. That is there in the child's chart. Okay, so this, so here, Papa Dvayo Madhya Gati Chandre. So there you go, your Papa Kartari is mentioned. Papa Dvayo Madhya Gati Chandra is middle of two Papas. So Papa Kartari is there. Chandre, Lagna Samas Srite, that is in either Lagna or seventh house. Saptashtamena Papena, Sapta Nashta, there should be a Papa, Matra Saha Mrita Shishu. With the mother, the child will die.
Not necessarily a childbirth, anywhere from 0 to 12 years. The child.
No, this is. No. Child is born and then they have died.
So that you can't even read it because, I mean, at the moment of death is the moment
yeah,
of death.
We have charts like that.
Well, you can in pregnancy see a child.
Not in pregnancy, you can't see it. But when a child is born. See, you know, when you practice, these are very common cases we get. Somebody will call you and say, so-and-so in my family or friend or whatever, child is born this morning, doctor said the child won't survive, he is into a neonatal nursery, will the child survive? Sometimes it's just the child with all the combinations we read. In this combination, the child and the mother will go. The child is born and after that immediately the mother and child will go.
So you can give remedies right away.
No, we can't. This kind of a very strong condition that will keep you back. Sometimes maybe the mother can be survived if the mother's chart is strong. So it happens very often that we, after the birth, immediately they die.
You have to let God do His work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to let God do His work. You know, you cannot replace God.
And the thing is that you know it because you see we are very used to getting these conditions. Maybe it's just born and is in the neonatal intensive care. What will happen? What will happen? You see, because they are desperate. So we do see the Balavishta, but we don't see longevity of the baby. Remember this.
Yeah,
yes. We don't calculate that. If you calculate the longevity of the baby through all sugar or other, you know, we are not supposed to calculate the longevity of the baby. We see the Balavishta in us.
Somebody knowing this condition, she is pregnant. They can change the time of birth by 1 hour.
No, how will they know? How will you know? If I am pregnant, how will I know my child's chart?
Change is born in a particular lagna, you know the position of the lagna and possibility.
That is only after the child is born, we know the child's chart. 1 minute, please. We only know the child's chart after the child is born. How will you know the child's chart before the child is born? I don't know. I've never heard of this.
Within 2 hours, the doctors are telling.
It doesn't work like that, Mugen and Arji. It doesn't work like that. Client will only tell after the child is born, no? How will the client know?
If it's normal, why would she cause her vineyard and stay down?
Yeah. How will the client know? The client will not be an astrologer. Can be my next door neighbor. Client will only come to me when this condition is there. Help, help, help. How will the client know?
Because I heard a case where they expected the mother will die because of the childbirth time and then he was going to the astrology.
You cannot do this. I'm sorry, Bhavendra Raji, you can't do this because you know why? We have a lot of our senior students who try to do this. Not because of the death factor, but because, oh, I want a child at this time, because I want this lagna, and I want guru here, and I want this, and I want that. Everything goes for a six. They are all brilliant astrology, with all brilliant. You cannot do it. It just doesn't happen. You only need guidance of a child with this one. Antara, they all panic. No, no, they all panic. And everything worked out. Everything worked out, but they, in America, they do a lot of home deliveries. So she wanted to have a water delivery with a midwife. Gia must be pretty used to this. Many people in America do this who are foreign origins of past. This couple is from America. A very senior student with that. No, no, they got everything in order. Right? So the child had to, but the child was being born at home with the midwife in the water. So in the bathtub. Okay, we've got everything to the T. This is the lagna. This will happen, what he's saying. This is the lagna. That will happen. This is everything is perfect. Everything is okay. Between these span of three lagnas, we can't get it? Of course not. You didn't get it. Muhurta showed everything is fine. Everything is fine. Minor complications can come. Not a major, not life-threatening. These things happen when they're childbirth. We don't even know about it. Minor little things happen. Very minor. But it is not a hospital. So even for that minor thing, she had to be taken to the hospital, which was far away. They lived in the middle of nowhere. Everything went for a six time, lagna, day to the day got changed. You cannot control. You actually cannot do this.
Yes, I understand, Prabhani, but in the West, it's getting very common for doctors to encourage women to schedule an appointment for a C-section.
Yeah.
It's a trend.
Yeah, I
so
know.
So it's possible that it's
just yeah, a Yeah, even in the trend or in the C-section, no, see, here you must understand. And as Mariela said, I will stress it again and again. Our tradition says, not our tradition, the great Parashara says, all the other great rishis say, Janma, Mrityu, Vivaha, marriage, birth and death, you cannot predict. We are in Germany, you cannot believe the longevity tools we have. You cannot believe it. One assignment is in class, we have to do the time, do the calculation of our own death. But you cannot. You cannot. Beyond a point, you cannot. What we do is, we can narrow, when we already know somebody is. Mariela does it. Her father is post 90, he's 91, he's ailing very much, he's got disease and ailing and she knows it. So then in that kind of case, when she works to the Shura Dashas, sees her chart, sees the, what you can do, we did it with my father-in-law also. To the T, you can narrow it down and you can ensure. Okay, in the case of my mother and my father-in-law, Guruji narrowed it down to the month. You can narrow it down to the month. But it doesn't work. When my mother passed away, we knew it down. You know, the young people narrowed it down to the month. And I was coming here for dinner. She said, no, go home before you go. Go to Calcutta. And I said, no, let it be. It doesn't work like that. Oh, I know this is the month, let me go and see her. It doesn't work like that. Life is not like that. You can't. That death, I know it, but death energy is very different. So I did go. She died on the day the course ended. And I went 7 days before when she was hospitalized, and I went. And,
it was just been brought up this question of cesarean section, which in the West is becoming more. Do you know, I have so many friends whose children are having children now, which is some kind of age. You find they have an appointment for cesarean, and then suddenly their waters break. One.
Yes.
They go in for cesarean, and suddenly there's an emergency cesarean that has to be done, so that appointment has gone.
Yes.
You know, you cannot play God, please.
No, I just had a case, a young girl is a relative. She got pregnant and she was going to have a C-section. This just happened a few months ago. She was going to have a C-section and she was there. Her husband is a naval commander of the Indian submarine. They have the best. They go to this army hospital in Delhi. Very good hospital, very good doctor. She was there. And this girl didn't even know that she was being talked about a C-section. She didn't know that her labor pains had started. She didn't realize what she was having was labor pain. She's a completely, crazy girl. It's her first pregnancy. And she said, oh, I was lying there for 3 days. They were planning a C-section. The C-section didn't happen. Then the doctors got involved in other operations. And they are saying, you're pain. Isn't it paining a lot, paining a lot? And she kept saying, it's not paining a lot. But actually her things had started. She didn't realize it. When you do Adhuna and Nishika chart, you will see that this happens. You cannot control. It's very difficult. Maybe one or two places you can bring it down to, it doesn't happen. You cannot do it. This is a very tricky situation. You cannot just when you're pushing for it, you cannot do it.
I'm not pushing for it.
I'm not pushing for it.
Since it's so common in US to have an appointment, probably people will try to do that.
See, who will show the astrologer?
Yes.
Who?
Yeah.
Who will show? Nobody is showing the astrologer. So even if that is a bad lagna, 90% of your American citizen won't know.
Yeah.
And even if there is a 2%, like some of our students who are hardcore and into it, even their things go out of crazy, out of business. It doesn't work. But how many of them are showing? How do you know? You don't do it. You don't know it. And so we've had another person, a very famous, very well-known meditation teacher in America. When he was having, he really was, you can say, Guruji's client, you can say, is in a very loose way, in the sense that, there is no monetary relationship over there. Guruji's guidance he takes all the time. He's a very senior meditation teacher. And he was trying to do this, and in control. And finally, Guruji just said, let it be. Please leave it to the gods. See what the God is going to give you. Just let it be. Because it doesn't work. You can see your pregnancy thing, the mother's chart. We can see what is weak. Remember we did dhatu and all those things. We see what is weak. What is weak? Maybe the lady needs turmeric. Maybe the lady needs to drink milk. Maybe she needs to have honey. Surya is a little bit weak in the subconscious chart. The bones may be weak. Mother's bone may be weak. So there may be bone loss when she's happening. Give her honey with milk. All these things. Okay, tell her up to this month there is a danger. Make her do some mrityunjaya. Tell her don't move around or walk around, irrespective of doctors. Say, take that protection till the 6 months or whatever the chart is doing. All these things you can do. The time of delivery, we say no. At that time, leave it. We can say, yes, time of delivery in the 9th month, we can see that there may be some problem. So do mrityunjaya. Or if you have a choice, maybe you shouldn't do it on a certain day, but it doesn't work. So that one we leave it on. Whatever combination God has given, it will be the whatever the combination is destined for the karma of the child. Okay?
Yes.
So you can't, as she says, that suddenly water bursts, suddenly this happens.
There's one other thing I think the people are not taking into account. Sometimes, if a child comes to a mother and dies immediately, that child could have been a high soul who just had
of
karma and only needed to be born for a few hours and
absolutely.
You want to deprive that child from that?
Exactly.
There was some link with the mother and the mother owed the child something, so by giving birth for 1 or 2 days the karma is finished. You cannot play God. You can't.
And you can't really know. At the most you can say yes, If I study Saptamsha very carefully, that during the time of delivery you may have problems, I can say that. It doesn't mean that I can, that you will die, the child will die. I can say that there are complications or problems. Please do Mrityunjaya or whatever the thing is. Please, irrespective of Dr. Singh, do this. Or do this Devi mantra or something. We can see the planets are fitting, we can give that. And make, that is written in the chart that the remedy is there. You have the destiny to get the remedy. And maybe with a little bit of whatever and the child and the baby is the whatever you may. So many people have minor complications. Here we are talking about something little serious. Not common. Okay? So we end over here. I will just do the Mrityunjaya mantra for maybe 3 times. And we immediately do the Krishna bhajan, which will be our remedy, and end it. Okay? We will not do the Krishna bhajan for long. We will just do... Thank you. Thank you. We will just chant the 4 verses we learned last year, yesterday. And the singer, can you just...